Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is João Paulo Saraiva Moraes. I am a PhD student from Texas Tech University under supervision of Dr. Kelly and Dr. Hecker, and I would like to share some results from our investigation on the evaluation of cotton fibers propensity to break, poster number 74. So, we know that cottons with higher short fiber contents are associated with poor yarn quality, and breakage may increase the short fiber content. So in this example, cotton 1, cotton 2, before processing the black lines, they were about the same for the distributions and they had the same upper half mean length. After breakage, after processing, we see that cotton number 1 does not change the upper half mean length, and the short fiber content just changed a little bit. But for this cotton number 2, the upper half mean length changed a little bit, but we can see that the distribution changed a lot, and the short fiber content jumped from 24% to 30%. It means that what we measure in the lab, it will be different from what ends up in the yarn. And worse than this, we cannot detect it just by analyzing with the upper half mean length with the HVI. So how could we better manage this situation? So we devised an experiment, and we tested the fiber length distribution before and after mechanical processing of 240 cotton samples. In this flowchart, we got the raw lint and analyzed it as it in the aphis, and we also run it through a Shirley analyzer to simulate mechanical industrial processing and analyze this processed lint. And we tested the squared Euclidean distance to quantify the fiber propensity to break using the length distributions before and after mechanical processing. And we observed that higher values of this metric, the squared Euclidean distance, are associated with a higher propensity to break. So, for example, we have cotton A, cotton B. Here, cotton A presented a low propensity to break, and this resulted in a lower number. But cotton B, with a higher propensity to break, got lots of differences between the distributions and end up with a higher number. So in a breeding program, if I got these two samples that looked about the same before processing, the black line again, I would be able to trash samples with this behavior. The metric is, we are still working in this metric. We are, for example, we can detect some good samples like this, but sometimes they got also mixed with samples with overprocessed and got a high number of broken fibers, and they also end up with a low index, but we are working on it. And I would like to thank Cotton Incorporated for funding this research, and I would like to invite you all to come to this poster and we can discuss this later. Thanks a lot. Thank you.